Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host, Danya Powers, and we are going to talk about the lie of the all or nothing mentality today. If you keep quitting every single time things aren't perfect, you're never going to get anywhere. Let's talk about how to finally get out of that and finally live in that, in the gray area where you've been avoiding it, okay? So what is the all or nothing mentality? What is that? Let's talk about it. Grab you some water, have a seat, grab a pen and paper if you want to take notes, and let's do this. The all or nothing mentality is that belief where if you can't do it 100%, it's not worth doing at all. And I think that's something that was just kind of deep-seated in us. I feel like my mom saying that was something that happened often. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Have you ever heard that? That was something that really just got nailed into me. And so in my mind, that translated into, because we hear what we want to hear, but that translated into, if I can't do it 100%, it's not worth doing it at all, right? Like, just skip it. I remember with dishes, like, she would come in and compliment how good I did on dishes sometimes, and then not so much other times. And so then there were times that I just, you know, didn't give a crap, but it was always the times that I wasn't really paying attention that somehow I did it right. So it's one of those weird little deep-seated beliefs that came with my childhood. But if it sounds familiar, maybe it looks to you like I've missed one workout, so why bother for the rest of the week? Or I blew it at dinner, so I'll just start again Monday and it's Tuesday. You know what I mean? So it's that black and white thinking, and it feels like control, but it's actually just self-sabotage disguised as discipline. And we just lie to ourselves. And that's really what it is. For women over 40, perfectionism gets very sneaky. It looks different when you are over 40. Because it's that the expectation has, they haven't really adjusted, but the reality has. So you still are walking the same life, but a lot of things have externally changed around you. So it's kind of like this. So it's like slashing three tires on our car because one went flat. That's what we do as women over 40. Would you actually do that to your car? No. But why do we do that to ourselves? We really do. Let me explain. Why it shows up and why it's so hard to break is a coping mechanism. It feels like when life is out of control, you have that all or nothing thinking, and it creates this illusion of control. And that's what we want. We want to feel in control. We've got our car in control. We have a tire that goes flat, but we still got our car in control. But at the same time, we have an entire belief that is rooted in a fear of failure. We have an entire belief that is rooted in a fear of judgment, or in the past where you got praised for perfection, like my dishes that were so good that I don't know that I ever got praised again for that one time I had them all lined up perfectly, and it burned in my brain. I think I was probably like 11 years old. But here's the kicker. This is what's keeping you stuck. That need to, got a flat tire. I got to slash all the other tires. Just quit. Why would you do that, right? It doesn't make any sense. You would stop the car. You would either call AAA or you would change your flat tire. Just put on your spare, whatever you would do. It doesn't make any sense to just be like, well, I'm broke down. Well, I guess this is where I'm living now. Pitch a tent and that's where we are. No, because then everybody would be like parked on the side of the road all across the United States. But like, that's their new home now. It doesn't even make sense, but that's what we do. So we have to figure out, like, we're on this interstate of life, okay? And as you go on an interstate, everybody's going one direction. We're not doing different. There's not turn signals turning off. There's not, you can get off the interstate, but everybody else just keeps on going. And in fact, when you merge back onto the interstate, you better be going. Because if you're not, somebody's going to be like honk, 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 or run into you and smash you, right? So everybody has these pit stops that they have to get off the interstate. Everybody has them. Because you have your flat tire. You have your flat tire, you get off, you fix the flat tire, then you get your butt back on the interstate. Because we don't want to have these common internal scripts going through our head, like, if I can't do it perfectly, I'll fail. If I'm not doing it right, I'm wasting my time. I don't have the time to do it all, so I'm not going to do anything. That doesn't even make sense. If you have 30 minutes in your day, squeeze a 20-minute workout in. If you just have 10, squeeze in 10 minutes. Make it work. Make it work for your life. It's your life. You could either sit and watch Netflix for 10 minutes and relax, or you can do a 10-minute workout or a 10-minute walk, or make sure that you have your next meal ready, making a difference in the whole rest of your day and week. You know what I mean? You do this trade. So the way that this shows up in health is that you end up skipping all of your workouts after missing one. That happens to so many of my clients. You'll see them do like, well, first of the month, they'll be like, first of the month, I'm going to do it. Like very first of the month, they'll have one workout and then it will be 3 weeks with no workouts at all. And so on my side, it shows up like little orange bubbles and I'll go show them where, hey, you haven't done any of your water or hit any of your meals or done any of your steps or there's no workouts logged. And I will show them where that is. And so sometimes that helps them to see that I can see. Sometimes that causes them to be like, oh, well, I'll start again next month. So it's a hard, as a coach, it's a hard place to be like, you need accountability, but you also have to get rid of this all or nothing mentality. It is holding you back big time. What if you give up on your macros after one day off plan? Who cares if you were off one day off plan? You control right now. You control in this moment. Your next decision is the one that affects the rest of your life, not what you did in the past, the next thing that you do. So why would you give up so quickly? Why would you slash the other tires? What about tossing in the towel after an emotional eating binge? How many people have done that? I've been there and done that. So like end of day, you are just so stressed out, have had a hard day, and you just didn't eat all of your food, so you're starving. So you literally just put anything and everything in your mouth. Before you know it, if you really like looked at it and you counted it, it's somewhere around 1,600 calories or something like that. Well past where you should be for one meal. Some of you, that's past your entire day of calories. Very few of you, but some of you, that is. And so that's that mentality. So like you give up the next day, you don't, you know, whatever, I've had that emotional eating binge, the whole month is ruined. And it's really not, because the body, if you continue to feed the body will dump that. It may take it a couple of days, but it's not going to hold on to that. It doesn't need any stores. It doesn't need to hold energy because you're giving it more energy. Does that make sense? A lot of people get into this punishment mode, like, I hate all this food. I have to starve for the next few days to burn it off. It doesn't work like that. The body took all of that and it's got it ready to go to store its energy. But if you keep giving it food, it's going to dump that out of your system. It doesn't need to hold on to that. It really doesn't. So that mentality is the biggest reason that you're not seeing results. And we want to overcome that today. So what do we do instead? We have to reframe our definition of success at this age. Our definition of success is not trying to get in a bikini on the beach. I realize that if you know me and you've followed my social media, I do pose in a bikini. I do that for a couple of reasons. I do that because I want you to see the imperfections in my body. I want you to see the stretch marks. I want you to see the cellulite. I want you to see the fact that I have a baby flap, a fupa, I think is what somebody called it. And I was like, what is that? I was so not in the know. Somebody educated me. But I want you to see that I'm not trying to walk around with this perfect body. I don't have anything surgically altered. There's nothing there. But at the same time, I feel amazing and I love my curves. That's something I want you to feel and see, that confidence that I'd feel pretty good in a bikini. I don't feel hideous in a bikini, right? Success isn't perfection, you guys. I want you to see that me going from not in a bikini and feeling very overweight and 50 pounds of extra gain that I wasn't anticipating, going from that to my bikini, it was consistency over time. It wasn't about perfection. One imperfect week does not erase three good ones. It just doesn't. It just really doesn't. And in fact, sometimes you need to take time off. Your body needs a break from regimen. Your body needs a break from being in a deficit. Your body needs a break from constant exercising. Your body needs active recovery. It needs fun stuff. It needs mentally, emotionally, physically. You need those things. So taking a week off here and there is a great thing to do. Taking three off because you had one bad is quite silly, and we don't want to do that anymore. You have to adopt that better than nothing rule. You really do. You have to get good at that. Even as a coach, that used to grate on my nerves because people would be like, well, that's better than nothing. And after a while, when you're over 40, it really is, because if you can't get a workout in, do 10 full minutes. If you do that 6 days in a row, that's an hour of working out that you are now doing. That is praiseworthy. And that's an important part that's moving you in the right direction, because 10 minutes turns into 15, 15 turns into 20, 20 turns into 30. 6 days of consistency turns into many days of consistency over the month. If you're doing 6 days on and one day off, that's a lot of days that you were not doing, even if that's just 10 minutes. What if you ate off the plan? Make a better choice at the next meal. Get over yourself. It is what it is. Okay? Progress lives in the gray, which we're kind of told, don't live in the gray, you know, lukewarm, you get spat out of the mouth if you are Christianese terms. But it's, you know, it lives in the gray. Our progress lives right in the middle of that. It does not live in the black or the white. It does not live in the extremes. It just doesn't. So this is the big thing that has helped me, and I have just anchored to my why. What does that mean? That means I have dug in and I keep my why in front of me. There is at all times, one of the first photos that I can click on was the day that I went on a family outing. I overheated and then I came home in this very basement and I passed out all by myself on a concrete floor because I couldn't get my body temperature back down. What I didn't know is that I had high blood pressure. I didn't expect to have high blood pressure at 40 years old. That wasn't anything that I anticipated. I also didn't know that I was really dealing with some high cholesterol at that time. I no longer have high cholesterol, but I didn't know. But I did know that I was 50 pounds overweight and something needed to change. I felt awful. I would come home at 5 p.m., literally sit down in a chair and not move because I couldn't do anything. I gave everything to my classes and nothing to my family. Maybe you guys do that for your career. I taught group fitness classes as my career. Maybe you have an office job. Maybe you have another job. You're giving everything to all those people, but you have nothing left to give your family. What a gyp. They need you. They need more of you. So what was my why? I want to be the person for my family that has all of the energy. One of the greatest accomplishments of recent was my daughter having my first grandchild and me being there for 48 hours straight for her labor. I think I took one nap when she was napping. She slept for about an hour and a half, so did I, and that was it. I literally had so much energy and I was able to be there for her as her doula and help her through that and then go home and go to her house and do all of her laundry and get her home ready to bring home the baby. I don't know that I can promise you when I was at that point in time where I passed out of my basement, I wouldn't have been able to do that for her or her husband. And so for me, when I got done with that, I remember crying. I remember just my husband stayed in the lobby and he stayed there all night long. And when I walked out the door into the lobby, he was the very first face that I saw. And I just broke down in his arms for a couple of reasons. It is very hard to watch your daughter go through labor. It is intense. She did amazing. She's such a rock star. But it also was, I was so thankful to fall into his arms, tired, but not feeling, I didn't feel bad. I didn't have a headache. I didn't physically feel like, I could have taken a nap or whatever, but I'm a different human being at my level of good health versus who I was when I didn't feel well. So you have to ask yourself, why does this matter to me when life gets hard? What can you anchor to? Yeah, you want to be there for your kids, but what is the legacy beyond that? Because they do turn into adults and leave. Mine is my grandkids. It's really attached to my grandkids. I want to be the badass grandma. And I say that all the time. That has been the theme in my social media, if you've been following me at all with my reels, being a badass grandma, because I want to redefine what it means to be a grandma. I have badass grandmas all around me. My program, Empowered Divas, we are filled with some badass grandmas. And I wanted to be like them. I wanted to have the strength that they had, that I had coached them into. And that's who I wanted to be. So you have to visualize the woman that you want to be 90 days from now. And make your why something that is achievable, attainable. That is what you need, okay? The other thing is that you have to practice self-compassion because one misstep is not going to make you a failure. You need to stop telling yourself that. That lie is keeping you stuck. One misstep is just a freaking misstep. Everybody fails. Get up. Get over it. Move on. You're good. I promise you. I will put my hand out to help you up because I know exactly what it feels like to fall and get back up. I know because progress is messy. You have to allow yourself for the middle. You have to allow yourself to be in that gray. You just absolutely do. We had a mini mantra in our earlier podcast, so I created one for this one as well because this is what I want you to write down and take with you. If you didn't have a perfect day, your mantra for that day is going to be, or for today, if today hasn't been perfect for you, perfection is not required. I am showing up anyway because I'm powerful. All right? Perfection is not required. I am showing up anyway because I'm powerful. And that is the mantra that you need to say. So anytime that you feel defeated, that is what I want you to make sure you say to yourself because you can show up for yourself today. Make the next decision is the one that counts. The ones that already happened don't matter. They just don't. You can't change them. And if you dwell on them, you can't even move forward because you're looking backward. If you do look backwards when you walk forward, what happens? You fall down or trip over the next thing in front of you, which happens to me sometimes even when I'm looking forward, but we won't talk about that. I'm going to give you a real life strategy that you can use today, okay? I want to make sure that you have this tool. We're creating a plan B toolbox, okay? So when life goes sideways, one of the very first things you can have in your toolbox is, you know what? I'm for sure going to get at least a 10-minute walk in. So put that in there. That's in your toolbox. That's an easy one. You have protein snacks on hand. I missed a meal, but you know what? My next meal is going to be a protein shake. I'm going to get my protein. I'm going to focus on protein for the rest of the day. Make the rest of my protein in. Even if I had like donuts for lunch, okay? I'm going to focus on protein for the rest of the day. Another big one to have in your toolbox is your water. 96 to 128 ounces of water when you are on any kind of a fitness plan. And you want to make sure that you get that in. So if you screwed up all the rest of the day, go ahead and make that a goal. Go ahead and make that a focus. The other thing I want you to have in your toolbox is if you have a high stress day, yeah, go for a 10-minute walk. Yeah, grab a breath. Yeah, get your protein in, but stop. Take a deep breath. And you will watch the world start to reset around you. It is okay to just stop and breathe. Just kind of try to go to your nothing box. Women don't really have one of those. But what we've got to do is just breathe, take a minute to see, like, what is the next best step for us? And maybe that's where you need to go first to even realize, oh, I need to go for a 10-minute walk. You know what I mean? But stick that in there. Make sure that's in one of your toolboxes. And then these little mini mantras that I've been giving you. That mini mantra for today, that affirmation is in there. Perfection is not required. I'm showing up for myself because I'm powerful. That is your mini mantra today. Put that in your toolbox. Focus on doing something instead of allowing yourself to do nothing. It's really important that you be that person. And then acknowledge that you did that. Don't just sweep it under the rug. Because if you do something and then you just be like, well, I still didn't do very much, that's not good. You should be like, I didn't do anything but get my water today, but I got my water. That is going to translate into some success the next day. I promise. You have to celebrate those small wins. Small hinges swing on big doors. They just do. It doesn't matter how small the hinge is, a big door gonna swing on it. So I want you to make sure that you are doing all the things that you need to do, but you are not getting caught up in, I have to be 100% perfect or I'm not going anywhere. If this episode hit home for you, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. And let's normalize progress over perfection. And if you're ready to finally lose weight without crash dieting, without extreme workouts, or doing it alone, DM me the word ready. And I will be absolutely ready for you. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok as Danya Powers EC. You can find me on Facebook as Danya Powers. And you can find me on YouTube as Empowered Coaching with Danya Powers. And until next time, oh wait, you can find me on my website too, www.empowereddcoaching.com. You can fill out a questionnaire. We can get on a phone and chat. Free consultation is available on that website. Until next time, ladies, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.